you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good.
Doing well. Just have some questions for you.
All right.
You know, how's your team really handled the adversity, you know, throughout the season when approaching this particular game with the Niners?
No, I think we've done a solid job. The thing that I'm most proud about with our team is that we've been able to really stick together through really a tough season. You know, I don't think anybody over here expected this. Nobody expected injuries. Nobody expected the record. But through it all, you know, there hasn't been, you know, finger pointing in the media. There really just been a bunch of guys staying together and coming to work each and every week, just trying to work on their craft and figure out some way to get a W.
Do you see there's an opportunity here to, you know, gather some momentum going into 2012?
Yeah, I think it's a good opportunity for us, really. The way we're looking at it is just to go out there and try to win a football game. And as you said, you know, if we can get this W, it definitely gives us some momentum. It gives us something to kind of end this tough season on a high note and hopefully carry it to OTAs and mini camps and stuff like that, and our off-season training. Nobody wants to end the season on a losing note. And really, in the big picture, really only one team gets to really be happy at the end of it all. But for our situation, it'd be nice to end it up with a W.
You know, are there any problems as a whole, you know, getting up to face the 49ers?
No. We know it's a division rival. We know that. They're going to be coming in here rearing the go, because really, if you look at it, they're fighting for that first round bye, and then for us, we want to. Anytime we get a lot of our guys, I feel like, and I can speak for myself. I can't speak for everybody, but I would like to hope everybody else this way. Anytime you play a football game and it's competition and you line up and the game, you got to be ready to go 110%. I know I'm giving it everything, and I trust my teammates are as well. So there's going to be no really a problem getting up for this one. All the guys in our locker room are extremely competitive, and especially when you're playing the San Francisco 49ers, there's just something special about that game. It's a physical game. We know they're going to be pounding the ball, and then you definitely have to be ready to go.
You know, has it been distracting this week with, you know, the speculation with the front office and your coaching staff?
You know, I learned back in college when I was at Ohio State to not worry about things I can't control. You pay a lot of attention to things in the media, whether they're rumors about teammates or coaches or whatever it might be. You get too worried in the rumors and what's going to happen and this and that. You really end up distracting yourself from what's most important. That's how you're going to play on Sunday. And in the case back in college, it was on Saturday. So for me, really, I'm just trying to worry about how we're going to stop the power running game and the counters and all that stuff that the San Francisco offense is going to try to do to us, and really steer clear of all the stuff with Coach, because he doesn't think about it, he doesn't worry about it, he doesn't express any of that to us, and so like him, we don't worry about things that we can't control.
You know, as a whole, have you looked at the film on the 49ers inside linebackers, you know, specifically Navarro Bowman?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't looked at, you know, game coaches film and stuff like that, but, you know, I've watched him on TV before and, you know, played when he was at Penn State. I was at Ohio State they have three. I know Larry Grant pretty well too. They got some good inside linebackers that are guys. Not only that, are they talented athletically and physically, but they're talented instinctually. You know, they're going to see a play and they're going to trust their instincts and trust their ability, and they're going to shoot their gaps. And you see a lot of good open field tackles with them as well. It's fun to watch good linebacker play like that.
You know, speaking of Larry Grant, have you seen much improvement, or, you know, what improvement have you seen from him, you know, playing back at Ohio State and from now as a 49er?
Well, Larry's always, you know, had a ton of tools athletically and physically. His thing has always just been being able to kind of put it all together and have the opportunity, I felt like, in the NFL. And you know, I'm extremely proud of him with the way he was ready to step in against us. You know, when Patrick hurt his hamstring, and you never want to see that. I know Patrick pretty well, and he's a terrific guy. And you know, when he went down with the hammy and Larry stepped in, it seemed like that defense didn't miss a beat. Now, I don't know the whole scheme or anything like that, but he played pretty dang well from what it seemed like, and he continued that level of play, making some big plays and stuff, both the running game and the passing game the next few weeks. And so to see him be ready mentally just to step in and go at it as soon as Patrick went down, I think shows a lot about his improvement to really study the game and be ready to go when his number's called. And he'll continue to be that way, I would presume, as he goes on looking for an opportunity in the future.
Yeah, and, you know a lot about Frank Gore, obviously, but what have you seen out of Kendall Hunter? What does he kind of bring to this offense that you've seen?
Yeah, he, you know, Kendall is a guy that he seems to be very patient when he's running the ball. And you know, we were watching some clips this morning, and he lets the blocks kind of set up well, and then he kind of slashes through. And when you play against backs like that that are patient, it makes it really hard to kind of just pick a gap or pick a side and kind of go. And you see guys either trailing way behind their pullers or whatnot, and you're able to kind of shoot back door and make some plays. You see guys maybe running out in front of their pullers, and it's easy to kind of pick a side and go. But when they're patient behind their blockers, you know, and you go to make contact with their blocker, it's kind of that's what they're waiting for. They're waiting for their defensive guy to make contact with the lineman, and then they're just cutting off of it. And he seemed to do that very well. He had a pretty good game against Seattle that I saw. So he's definitely they got two good backs that you have to respect, and obviously everybody knows about Gore, but I think Kendall's done a good job for him.
James, was it disappointing for yourself or as the team not to have any Pro Bowlers selected on the team?
You know, I think we had a couple of guys that might have been deserving, but I think you want to look at the grand scheme of things, and this is, you guys know this. When you have guys that are a part of a team that has a better record than two, you know, those guys are going to get noticed. You know, when you're playing well, you get talked about. When you're not playing well, you don't get talked about. And that's football, and that's the NFL. And so, you know, that's just the way it is. I think and everybody on our team, you know, I was talking to Chris Long about this. You know, guys are – anyone that has any hopes for individual recognition would turn all that in for more wins. That's why we're in this profession. You want to win. You want to have that feeling after you get a W on Sunday and be celebrating with your teammates and just having a good time. There's nothing like Victory Mondays, and so back. Those are the things you kind of wish you had. You're not really worried about individual accolades when you go through a year like this.
Well, I think that's it, James. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.